And welcome, everybody, to episode 572 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, and making his triumphant return is the Brakeman the Bold. The cowbell sounds a little sick today, man. Are you still sick, Brakeman? Still got a little bit of the crud? Yeah. Did you catch the flu, or was it just like a cold?
No. I don't really want to get into it, but it was a lot more complicated.
Herpes with a side of death?
No. How about CO2 poisoning?
Carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide poisoning?
Oh, maybe it was. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Yeah, because I've had carbon monoxide poisoning, man. So that's serious shit, man. That's real serious. Did they put you in the chamber, like the hyperbaric chamber and shit?
No, they didn't do anything like that for me.
Oh, how nice. Well,
you know, the ER was such a great experience.
You say that with a lot of, a lot of
our healthcare system. Yay.
Yeah, thank goodness we have the greatest healthcare system in the world, right?
We have the technology for it, but you know,
yeah,
money.
Yeah, people, just not
people
the money.
Need to get paid, right? And those are our government officials. As long as they're getting paid, the rest of us can fuck off.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one of the
meds that they wanted to give me $140 for 20 pills.
Woof! Wow. And obviously, probably didn't have the money for that, right, Brakeman?
Not for 20 pills. That's ridiculous. I mean, and my insurance is not bad. It's pretty decent. But
yeah, that's why we need Medicare for all, man. I've been saying it for how long? Saying it for how long now, man? I mean, any time that a private healthcare company kind of controls things, that's when you know shit is bad. Like, healthcare should never be a commodity, man. We should just, you know, if we get sick, we should just be able to walk into a hospital, get our medicine, and roll out. You know what I mean? Like, it's just bullshit, man. Well, let's get into the news.
Oh, my God. Just going to the ER in itself, if you don't go in an ambulance, you're going to wait for, like, 4 hours before they even see you.
Oh, yeah.
You could be on the floor, curled up in a ball, trying not to puke your guts out while sweating profusely and your whole body shaking and going numb in certain spots. And so you could be doing all that for hours on end in an emergency room.
You know how I know that that's true, Brakeman? That's actually happened to me. So, one of the times I did get CO2 poisoning, and they didn't do shit. So the doctor came in and says, well, there's nothing we could do now, you know, and I'm like, oh, great, thanks. That's only going to cost me $1,000 for you to say that, you know. So, well, anyways, let's move on to the news, get done with that.
So then my long tail like that also lowered my immune system, which got me sick too. So.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Awesome,
double whammy for you, man.
Yeah.
Surprised you're even here, Brakeman. Well, good on you, man, for, you know, actually getting here and doing it. So, good on you, man. All right, let's do the news here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take it away.
Okay, from RPG site, we've got a release date for Labyrinth of Lost Souls with the Wizardry game. It was delayed. We talked about it earlier, but looks like it's got a date now for January 15th.
Yeah, this game is different than the one that I like. One of my favorite PlayStation 2 games of all time. I've talked about it before.
But if you played it now, you'd be like, "This game fucking sucks. Why did I ever like Wizardry?"
No, there's still a special place in my heart for Tales of the Forsaken Land, because that game has a lot of charm, man. I mean, for one of those old school dungeon crawling like type games. Like, I know this, I played this Labyrinth of Souls, and it's not the greatest game in the world, but I still like Tales of the Forsaken Land, man. The music is the shit in that game, so, you know, whatever. That really sucks, Brake, man. I'm sorry to hear that, dude, about your scenario there, man. But all right, anything else on this, Eric?
No, that's really it.
It looks good. I mean, I played it before, I think on the, what was it, the PlayStation 3, Eric? Or maybe the PlayStation 4, but, it's a decent game. It's hard as hell, but, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be worth, picking up Labyrinth of Lost Souls again, but whatever. Okay, let's move on to the next story, Breakman.
Right, this is a podcast. coming to us live from Gamatsu, Mother 4, game rebranded Oddity. What? Really? You're going to call it game Oddity now?
Well, yes. They couldn't keep calling it Mother 4, but...
Yeah, you're right. I guess you're right. That's basically the story. The game is now called Oddity. Do you want to hear about the characters in the game?
They have
Travis and Merle, and... Or is it Merrill? Is it Merle?
I hope it's Merle. And does he have a brother named Daryl?
So that's an old, I don't know if it's male or female here. So, Floyd and Leo.
Oh, okay.
Floyd, right. Travis, and Merle. Like, you got a redneck cast going on here.
Nothing wrong with that, man. You know, as long as there's no Dixie flags flying.
That's definitely a Merle.
Merle. Okay.
Oh, I prefer Merle. I'm going with Merle.
Freak Five's Merle. In chat, and Freak Five, before you say anything, you're exiled. I know you didn't do anything to get exiled, but I'm just practicing.
The only thing that could make this better is if there's a character Daryl and his other brother Daryl.
Exactly, Breakman. Exactly. All right, let's move on to the next story coming to us.
What the shit happened?
Somebody... the main character is a greaser.
Yeah, exactly.
Rednecks and Greasers, the video game.
Rednecks and Greasers. I would play that game.
Takes place in the '70s.
How funny! Is this a sequel to Earthbound? I believe it's kind of like a spiritual successor. Freak 5 is probably the best way to put it. But all right, let's move on to the next story from Gamatsu. Fate's Day. Night spin-off adventure game Everyday Today's Menu for the Emiya family announced for Switch. Jesus Christ, that's a mouthful. So it's going to be in the eShop in spring 2020, and there's an overview. Artwork's kind of bland, I think. But anyways, it's the kind and delicious world of Today's Menu for the Emiya family appears in the form of a game. Cut, saute, bake, and deep fry. Saber, Sakura, and Rin will challenge a variety of cuisines. What kind of cuisine will you cook up? Of course, you can also sit down and enjoy delicious food you make together with the cast.
This is based off the spinoff anime.
Yeah. So then there's a list of characters. Emiya Shiru, young magician apprentice, is good with his hands. That's
I wonder if it's like Cooking Mama with the fake characters.
I like Cooking Mama. I thought Cooking Mama was definitely an underrated game for sure. Let's see. Good with his hands, ladies. I added that ladies part. Specializes in home cooking.
Side note that the Fate series was originally an erotic game.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Huh, okay. Interesting. I'm kind of looking at the videos.
So when you said good with his hands, that can mean things.
Yeah, of course. That's why I said it. So there you go. It looks colorful. Looks like what Eric said, like kind of a Cooking Mama type game, if anybody has ever played that game. Cooking Mama is really fun. It's very basic, but it's one of those games that's easy to play but hard to master type thing. So I didn't mind Cooking Mama at all. So if this game is anything like that, I'd be down to play it for sure. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is from Gamatsu, and it's about Yo-Kai Watch Jam, Yo-Kai Academy Y game in development. I say game because there's an anime called that, and it's the next Yo-Kai Watch anime, because they kind of ended the anime and started this one instead, and it sounds like it's taking a Monsters, Inc. approach, where it's just all the yokai going to yokai school.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe this franchise is still going on.
Yeah, I know, man. It's crazy. It's pretty popular, Break.
Apparently.
Yeah. Level 5. I always have this thing about Level 5. They created the greatest game of all time, Dragon Quest VIII, so I always hold them in kind of high regard, but lately it's just been kind of yokai and nothing else. So, but hopefully this game will be good. But whatever, they're a decent developer for sure. So, anything else on this, Eric?
No. That's it.
Yeah, just a basic screenshot. I mean, there's nothing really much.
Well, to be fair, like Yo-Kai Academy anime got its start from the original anime series because it was a short for like one episode once. And like, let's do more with this,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Breakman, you get the distinguished last story here.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu. Why are you or not? It's from Silicon Era. Scroll on me. Ah, shit. Okay, coming to us live from Silicon Era. Crossover title Hero Chronicle Project Olympus gets full fan translation. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah,
That's cool. An early Compatty Hero series game that features a crossover of Ultraman, Gundam, and Kamen Rider. It's gotten a full English translation.
Kamen Rider.
Yeah, Kamen.
It's Ramen Rider.
Ramen yeah. Rider. You write a bunch of noodles.
I bet they eat ramen in the Kamen Rider series.
Probably.
Yeah, cool.
But this is basically all the tokusatsu heroes like Ultraman and such.
I was about to say, like, shouldn't the Power Rangers maybe get in here?
Exactly.
No. Fuck that Saban produces garbage. Don't mention Power Rangers in front of me. I mean, I'll watch the new movie because it's called Power Rangers, but it's so far removed from the hack job that was that show.
You know, it's funny. Eric is like, don't mention Power Rangers in front of me, but I'll watch the new movie.
Well, I explained it, didn't I?
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
The Toys That Made Me show.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's fun.
Did you watch the Power Rangers episode?
I don't know if I watched the Power Rangers episode, man. I don't know if I want to.
Go into detail about how the show was like, how it came to be and stuff like that. Like, it's just like, wow, like watching it now, like watching some of the reruns, like, goddamn, I knew it was bad back then, but even now, like, holy shit.
Are they talking about how the American show was produced or just how the original show was produced?
Dare you, Freak 5, he says, but it's better than DQ8. You're exiled, son of a bitch. Fucking Freak Vibe. Okay, that's the end of the news, everybody. So you're more than welcome to call in. Phone lines are open. But we are going to move on to Homie Discounts.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, Homie Discounts, Eric. What is PlayStation giving us for January?
We are getting the Uncharted Collection and Goat Simulator.
Yeah, this is interesting. I'm giving this month's a thumbs down on the games. Now, the Uncharted collection is great.
But you probably have it already.
but who doesn't own the Uncharted collection? You know, honestly,
I have it. I just have yet to play it.
And these are only graphics.
Don't know
why
I'll get the itch to go back to those games again.
Yeah, no, they are break. They're all.
I mean, like, that's the only thing they did to them. They didn't really like add any gameplay
improvements. They really didn't need to add any gameplay because they're great games. But,
well,
but
the first game did.
The first. Yeah, the first game I've heard a lot about, like, how hard it, like, you shoot somebody like in the head five times.
The series has always had a problem with bullet sponge enemies. The first game, that was the biggest problem with that game.
Yep. And
the fact that you stick to cover so easily and can get hurt and killed by that.
Yeah, Bernie says, I love Goat Simulator. Freak 5 says, I took next Friday off and going to see Rise of the Skywalker again in 4D. Why would you waste your money like that, Freak 5?
I don't know, 3D kind of sucks, so why would you want to see anything in 3D?
Well, 4D...
Why would you want to see it in 4D?
4D would be...
I wanted to see it in 3D, and it felt like a waste of money.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I didn't see...
It didn't... There was no, like, reason for it to be in 3D, it felt like.
Yeah, I didn't see it in 3D, but I did see it on a giant screen, and I was thinking about the 3D aspect of it, and there was nothing... To me, that seemed like 3D in it. You know what I mean? Like, you can tell when a movie is like if you watch Avatar not in 3D, you're like, why am I not watching this in 3D? You know, I didn't get the feeling about Rise of the Skywalker in that way. And I'm a big 3D guy. I love 3D. I really do. I guess seeing it in 4D would be kind of cool, you know, with the movement and the wind and... You know, stuff like that. So I could see that, Freak 5. But
it smell the burn of the lightsaber.
Yeah, if they did that, that'd be...
Feel the desert heat when they're on the desert.
Feel the heat. any other...
God, that blue milk does taste terrible. Fuck.
Goat Simulator is a weird game for PlayStation to be offering. It's a fun game for sure, but I mean, to offer it as a free game, really? Like, that's your what you're touting? Goat Simulator and, you know, the Uncharted Collection? I mean, they're kind of getting cheaper and cheaper as they go, man. Like, I like PlayStation Plus, but that's one thing Xbox, I think, has all over PlayStation is their free game offerings for sure. So there you go. All right.
At least it's included with the online subscription service.
Breakman. So
like with Xbox, they've got this weird market split up where you can either do Game Pass, but you don't, which doesn't include online, and then you have to pay more for the online stuff.
Yeah. Breakman, anything in your section this week? Should I even do your
Xbox? Like their free games. I forget what it is. It's the sequel to Styx, actually.
Yeah, that's Shards of Darkness. Yeah. That's okay. That's decent enough. Yeah, I mean,
it's okay. I'm as underwhelmed with it as you are with PlayStation.
Yeah, for sure. Okay.
So, I mean, in last year, was it October or November? They gave us. Jedi Starfighter, which is a game that's like 15 years old, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've not been impressed with Microsoft's been doing that.
But the thing is about Microsoft, they're still offering 4 games every month. So that's a big plus, man. Like, seriously. Like, they're still.
Yeah, watch Sony do that. They'll bring it back to 4, but it'll be just 2 PlayStation 4 and 2 PS5 games.
I'm okay with that. I'd be more than okay with that. That'd be fine with me.
I'm wondering what they're gonna do with those systems because they're not gonna want to eat the cost of the hardware early on. I think they're gonna be high priced, but I'm wondering if they're gonna be giving like better giveaways, freebies, and stuff like that to kind of incentivize. Like,
I saw
if you get the Xbox S Series, you get 5 free games a month or something.
Yeah, that'd be. You know what? We'll talk about it in our free for all. I definitely want to talk about the new consoles a little bit. If we don't get time this week to talk about it, we'll definitely talk about it next week. Like I said, the phone lines are open if you want to.
Why? It's just because I passed out. It's okay.
That's okay.
Or they won't even offer free games for the Series X at first, like because like they'll just integrate it into the Games Pass.
Yeah, Freak5 says Wet Wookiees probably smells horrible. Yeah, I guarantee they would not smell good.
Wookiee shower scene in Solo.
Woof. Yeah, I wonder how much shampoo Chewbacca would need if he took like a full shower. That'd be crazy, man. Like 2 bottles of fucking shampoo at a time. Like seriously. Let's move on then, since we don't have anything in your section this week, Breakman. Did you say we have anything in your Breakman?
No, they're just basic comments and stuff. Okay. We had a new listener who enjoyed it, and I wasn't here for it, so, you know, that's good.
Okay, like I said, the phone lines are open. If you guys want to give us a call, feel free. It's Frank Branches on Skype. So, all right, let's go on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what you've been playing, Break.
I've been playing a lot of stuff, actually, because, well, I've been sick. Not playing very long because I can't do very long. I haven't been able to do very long, anyway. Mm-hmm. I've been able to just sit and stare at the television.
Yeah.
Playing games has been a bit harder.
Dude, I've been in your boat before, man. I know exactly how you feel. Like, you almost feel like worthless, like you're in a daze. Like, when that shit happens, man.
Yeah,
so
I think yesterday was the first day I actually like played a game for more than an hour at a time. Like, yeah. I played a few games. I'm like, oh, this is good.
Yeah,
this is nice. This is what it feels like to be a gamer, right?
To be living. This is what it feels like to be living. Yeah, yeah. For
I lost at least a couple of days just sleep. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when I woke up, I'd wake up to go to the bathroom or something. My eyes were blurry as fuck. Mm-hmm. I thought it was, you know, I just thought because I was asleep. Yeah. So, people, if you have like blurry vision, that might be a sign that you're being poisoned by carbon monoxide.
Yep, you might want to get to the doctor.
Yeah, so it just I didn't know that at the time. So
you know another thing that causes that breakman is diabetes. Mm-hmm. But either way, you need to get to the doctor. If your vision is blurry, go get it checked out. Like. They have to see you at the emergency room, like, you know, regardless if you have insurance or not. So, you know, money should never be an issue, even though it always is. But, right. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get into that later. Anyways, anything else
you've been... So what have I been playing?
Yeah.
Let me see here. I played a little bit of Halo Master Chief Collection. Still playing through the ODST, but it's, like I said, it's been hard to focus lately. So
yeah,
when you're playing a game where it's an open world and you're searching for stuff, it was like, yes. Or maybe it was Mrs. Breakman was poisoning you. Yeah, maybe.
It depends.
She's the one who told me she smelled gas. I mean, I didn't smell it myself.
Do you have
the one
a big? Do you have a big insurance policy, Breakman? Is that that what's going on?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, I played that a little bit, and then Dead or Alive 6. I noticed it's kind of doing the Killer Instinct thing. Like they put out like the core game, and with like I think 5 or 6 players, and then you can buy all the additional players and stuff like that.
Five did that with Final Round.
Yeah. Oh, they've done that. So they did that before too. Cool. Yeah. I enjoy it like that. That I can get in there and play the game for free. And I'm debating on spending $5 if I want on the one guy I want because he wasn't free. But
yeah,
the only character I really care about. So
yep.
He's awesome.
Hey, we got a caller. Do we have you there, Black Cat?
Yeah, you got me.
Okay, cool. We're just talking about what we've been playing. Continue on, Breakman. What you
okay,
been
let's see here. Also, I played because they're on sale. There are several sales going on for Black Friday, obviously. The Konami Arcade Collection, which is like the Gradiuses and a bunch of shmups, and then the arcade Castlevania game that I never knew existed called Haunted Castle.
Yep.
It is the worst.
I don't know why they decided to call it a different thing.
Yeah.
I don't know either. They're like, you're Simon Belmont and you're getting married. Like, well, wait, I'm Simon Belmont, but this isn't Castlevania? Okay.
Exactly.
Then you start playing and you're like, oh, they don't want this name associated with Castlevania because this game is a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
It made the Game Boy Castlevania games look amazing.
Yeah. And those games sucked ass, for sure.
Especially
first one. No, they didn't. Only the one of them did.
The first one sucked bad. Cause...
Yeah, and we don't talk about Legends at all.
This made the N64 game look good. Yeah. Lost audio, having problems with my. Oh, sorry, man.
Well, he's with us now. What else you been playing?
Yeah, I'm sorry. And then with a little bit of money, I also bought the Saturday morning cartoon video game bundle.
Oh, okay.
Which
that's,
is
that's
all
cool.
This Capcom game, Disney cartoon games, they
like
made
DuckTales and shit like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it has the most awesome feature that I want in every video game now. Period.
What?
A rewind button.
Rewind, yes. I always thought
I think it has just DuckTales, DuckTales 2, Darkwing Duck, and Tailspin on it, right?
And both the Rescue Rangers games.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So it's got a bunch of games. It was only $5, and you have a rewind button, so any fuck up you make, just hit rewind.
You know what game did that really well was that Prince of Persia game. I can't remember what it was called, but it was cool, man. You could just rewind time and, you know, make your mistakes go away for sure.
Yeah,
as long as it's not the Forgotten Sands. That was so awful.
What, the one where you never died?
No, the Forgotten Sands that came out after that one.
Oh yeah, not that game. I like the one that you
never like. Let's go back to the Sands of Time, but let's do it differently and let's do it horribly.
Yeah, exactly. Anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, I was downloading something else to play, but I didn't get a chance because, you know,
okay.
Obviously I'm dying from poisoning.
You dying from poisoning? Exactly, man. Black Cat, what have you been playing, if anything, lately? Do we have you? Do we lose Black Cat? I think he's on mute. Yeah, there you go. What you been playing?
I'm here. Just give me one.
Yeah,
can
no
you hear
problem.
Me?
Yeah, I can hear you. We can hear you.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
I haven't actually been playing much, but I did find a reboot of Duke Nukem for OpenBSD's Steam engine.
Okay.
And I love that those cheesy lyrics and freaking, you know, hey, you know, that's what I'm
and
getting
the,
at.
And the adult humor and you
yeah,
know,
it's
childish adult shit. It's poop and fart jokes, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's
people like
the
me,
best,
they're great.
My best line, it goes, your face, your ass, what's the difference?
Yeah.
And then exactly. In the boss, the end guy's like, I'm going to rip off your head and shit down your neck. And after you beat him, he actually rips off his head and shits down his neck.
That's funny as hell, man. Anything else you've been playing, Black Cat?
No, but I'm looking forward to checking out Yakuza 0.
Yeah, man. I can't say enough about that game, man. It's really fucking cool. I mean, there is so much content in that game. Like you're gonna play a hell of a game. Let's just put it that way. Eric, what have you been playing, man?
I played some more Lena Detective Mysteria, and I got all five bachelor routes done. So now all I'm doing now is this extra route, and then going back to those other routes so I can get the bad endings, and then I finally unlock the true route.
Okay. There you go.
But other than that, I played Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order some more, and I beat that over the weekend.
Nice.
So I got a review for that coming up. And then I went back to Romancing Saga 3 because they patched the game, and the problem I was having is fixed, so I actually managed to beat the game.
Oh, nice.
Good. That's a miracle. Usually when it comes to the real problems getting fixed, you know. Yeah. Well, I guess I'm just used to Bethesda games.
Since I beat Hollow Knight and that, or not Hollow Knight, Star Wars Fallen Order and Romancing Saga 3, I went to play Hollow Knight over the weekend and over the holiday.
Hollow Knight is fucking rough, man. That's a hard game, man. I have that game, and it's good, but it's really difficult. Very challenging.
Frank's not good at platformers either, though.
I'm okay at platformers, you son of a bitch. But that game's really difficult, man. It's like sort of like reminds me of Salt and Sanctuary, just with different...
It's definitely got that Souls-like vibe to it, because there's the mechanic where if you die, all your money is somewhere, and then you have to kill the thing to get it back.
Yep.
Oh. Damn it.
Yeah, it sucks, that's man.
It's like going to find your body in Ultima and there's some guy guarding it. Yep. You can't get your shit back, bitch.
Yep, exactly. I've been playing MPQ, of course. Yakuza Kiwami, speaking of Yakuza games, a little bit. But I want to replay Kingdom Hearts 3 because I played it on a different account, and I want my trophies for that game. So I played a lot of Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm going to beat that again, and... you know, it's Kingdom Hearts 3. I gave it my game of the year.
Are you going to play the DLC?
I may play the DLC. I don't know.
The DLC is like $20 or those. And it comes out like in like a few weeks by the end of the month, I think.
It depends on if there's enough content there for me to pick it up for $20. There better be a shit ton of content because I only paid $15 for Kingdom Hearts 3. So $20 seems... That seems a little pricey to me. I might wait for a sale.
That's square being square.
Yeah, I know. Freak 5 says, this beer is good. It's a spiced imperial stout aged in apple brandy barrels. That sounds really good, man. Sounds really good. And Breakman sober? What am I missing here? Are you Jesus Christ.
I don't know. The whole poisoning.
You count sickness as being sober, though.
Yeah.
He's a different kind of inebriated.
I've had enough trouble walking and talking. It's just I don't think adding to it would have been a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, Freak 5, what's the name of that beer, man? Because that actually sounds really, really good. And that 12.4, that would get me toasty, like with one beer, man. Like I'm a lightweight when it comes to drinking, but you know, I have my other vices, but. You know, that beer does sound really good. So, let's see what else here. Okay, Kiwami's good. It's more Yakuza goodness, but it's a little different than Zero. I don't know. I haven't gotten too far in that game, but Kingdom Hearts 3 is great, and everybody should play it. If you have PlayStation 4, you got to play Yakuza and Kingdom Hearts. So, all right. Let's move on. Eric, you...
RP Grinders reviews.
You have a review of Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. We're going to redo Star Wars Rise of Skywalker in our free-for-all because I know Breakman didn't have a chance to talk about it last week. He wasn't wasn't here, so we're going to talk more Rise of the Skywalker in our free-for-all. So if you want to do your Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order right now, and then we'll do Rise of the Skywalker later, okay. Eric.
But Jedi Fallen Order is basically Respawn's attempt at doing a weird fusion of both Tomb Raider, Uncharted, and I guess it's more akin to Sekiro at this point than it would be Dark Souls, but it has the Dark Souls mechanic where the bonfire system is like a Jedi meditation point, and when you rest there, enemies respawn. But like it's kind of like Sekiro in the sense that it's not really an RPG, and you get skill points to unlock like bonus skills.
Okay.
But and you only ever fight with the lightsaber. But you can switch between the double-sided lightsaber or the single-bladed one, and then you later get this ability to split the double-sided lightsaber, so you have two single lightsabers instead.
No,
but that's like for an attack.
No pew pew pew. None of that. No. Okay.
If you want a pew, then you basically have to deflect a blaster bolt with your lightsaber at packing the enemy.
Okay.
Fair enough. In fact, there's an achievement for slowing them with a force slow, and then using force pull to pull them into the blaster bolt shot.
Okay.
All right. And there's even an achievement for kicking an enemy to death, and an achievement for fighting a goat monster on one of the planets, and then having it kick you, and then you kicking it back.
Yeah.
There's weird achievements like that. But, it was like, it was a pretty fun game, and, there are a few nice set pieces, but, like, they haven't patched the game yet, or at least enough, because there is an audio syncing issue that exists in the PS4 version of the game, at least. I think it's just the PS4 version. But, like, the music would loop at weird intervals, and then that usually causes the audio desync issue.
Okay.
But, I kind of like the story, and I kind of hate the fact that, they went with, like, I hope in the sequel they let you make your own protagonist, so you're not just playing as some white dude.
I mean, that's pretty much par for the course, right, Eric?
At least this white dude had red hair, so that's different. It's usually just a brunette.
You know, I was looking at video of that game. It doesn't that guy look like it's based on that one guy from Shameless? I don't know what else he's been in.
I don't know what Shameless is.
Let's see if I can find.
Oh, you mean
Ian Gallagher?
That's his
name? I don't know his name.
William H. Macy. That's his
name. not William H. Macy, but it's the right show. But let me see if I can find out what this dude's name. He's the redhead in it, and
I've never seen it. I just know he was in it.
Yeah. Trying to find out who. Let's do the cast. Here we go. I think his name is Cameron Monaghan. That's the guy. I don't know. Let me.
Oh, he played the Joker in Gotham.
Yes, that dude.
I like that guy.
I think that's the. I'm gonna put
it. Good job as a Joker.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it up on the screen, and I don't know.
Yeah, they should just go more full in on the Dark Souls gameplay and just let you pick your character class so you're not just a Jedi. Like, why not play as the magic lady that you find in the game, or like somebody like her at least?
Yeah,
like magic is apparently like also a part of the Force, but it's also different. Yeah. It's like it uses the Force, but at the same time not in the same way a Jedi would.
Well, there are like the witches who are able to manipulate the Force, but they're not technically like Force users. And there are people like Maz Kanata. I can't say anything right now. She can feel the Force, but again, she can't manipulate it. Like, so the Force isn't just something that Jedi and Sith are you know,
privy to.
Yeah.
Of course, the next game won't be called Fallen Order, because it's like, if anything, it will probably take place post Rise of the Skywalker.
Freak 5 says, Frank, the check bounced. Oh, you mean the check I sent you in the mail? Yeah, I knew that one was going to bounce, Freak 5. That's why I sent you another check.
Really far back and make it during the Knights of the Old Republic era.
Yeah. All right, Eric, so what are you giving Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order?
I gave it an 8.5. Platinum the game, so I'm not sure I'll play it again, at least on this platform, so I might just sell it. But, like, I bought it from Redbox for, like, $25 on a sale, so I don't have a case for it.
Yeah.
Anybody wants to buy it off of me, I'll sell it to you for the same price.
There you
go. It's not a bad deal.
Not bad at all. It's a fairly recent game, so there you go. Okay, Brake, do you have any reviews other than Star Wars Rise of Skywalker, which we're going to do a little bit later?
Jeez, not really anything I can remember. I know I've watched some stuff, too. I watched The Mandalorian.
Yeah, Mandalorian's good. Yeah, I like it.
I watched the third season of Runaways, too.
Oh, I haven't seen the first season of Runaways.
Or the second season. Oh, well, you just go ahead and warn you, don't.
Just don't do it. Don't watch it.
The first and second season of Runaways are they're really superhero for kids, like tween shows. Like they're not for adults in any way, and it's painful to watch. But the third season added Elizabeth Hurley as the big bad. So okay. There's definitely a reason to watch.
Damn right. Freak 5 says, Break, I took your gerb last week. I would have done it tonight if Frank's check had cleared. So there you go. I told you, Freak 5, that one I told you not to try to cash. The next one is in the mail. So there you go. And that's the legit one. You're in Aruba, right? Right, Freak 5? Anyways. All right. Anything else to add to that, Break? Any other reviews?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else I watched. I'm glad The Mandalorian happened at the same time where, like, The Last Jedi was going on, Rise of the Skywalker, whatever. Jesus Christ. My head is so foggy, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all good, man. You Yeah. Yeah.
But, The Mandalorian is so good.
It is. It's really good. I heard that a lot of people canceled their Disney Plus right after they watched the
anybody who doesn't have Disney Plus, like Europe, is just pirating the show.
Yeah, of course.
There's nothing else on Disney Plus unless you like the old stuff, because there's nothing new on there.
Yeah,
Lady and the Tramp.
Clone Wars.
Yeah.
There's a live-action remake of Lady and the Tramp. There's the Mandalorian, like three other things, one with like Jeff Goldblum, but there's no other reason.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, this year's going to be
this year they're going to do
something. Unless you really want to watch Gargoyles again.
Yeah, they moved up. They moved up WandaVision to this year.
Yeah. Because I think they realized they needed something ongoing and just because we're going to get Clone Wars is going to come back this year, and we're getting the what other show are we getting?
There's Winter Soldier and
The Winter Soldier and
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
And they should just call it Captain America.
I got a year of stuff to watch before it's not free anymore. So
yeah,
I need to watch all the other Marvel shows.
I don't remember giving you a lot of credit for this, but you pointed me to that 3-year deal that they had, and I got it for 3 years. So I'm lucky. Yeah. I got it. I just happen to have the money to buy 3 years worth of Disney Plus and
Summers of Friends.
Exactly. Yeah. There you go. All right, let's move on to high. All right, guys, I have a high escapade this week. I don't know if you guys do. Let me know if you do. But this one's pretty funny. So Bernie and I were sitting, as we known to do, and we had an opportunity to eat gummies because Bernie was off the next day. She never smokes or it partakes or eats edibles when she's working. So just like I never smoke during a show, I can assure you in the entire time I've ever done this show, I think I've maybe been high one time. And I did not like that experience because I wasn't, you know, I heard myself and I'm like, nah, I can't do that. So, but anyways, we're sitting there and we're talking about edibles, right? And you know, I'm trying to explain to Bernie that I think her episode is really low. It's at like 2.5 milligrams, right? That's all it takes for her to get to the where she needs to be. Whereas me, I need a bare minimum 20. I could go up to 40, but 20 is my kind of sweet spot where I'm not like hoarding a bunch of gummies and stuff like that. Cause there's only 10, I mean, there's only 100 milligrams per bottle that you buy and it's like $20, right? Which is, it's fairly expensive, but you know, par for the course is what you pay normally. It's like anywhere between $15 and $20 for 100 milligrams. So I'm trying to explain to Bernie that her whole intake should be 2.5 milligrams. That's what it takes for her to feel pretty good and still maintain some sort of cognizance and you know, rationale and reason and stuff like that. Basically, still be able to function, right? Well, she had taken 5 milligrams, half of one gummy, right? And so she's as high as she can possibly be, I think, on 5 milligrams, which to me is hilarious. I wish I had Bernie's tolerance. Black Cat, are you still on the line? I think you're still on the line. Do you partake at all? I don't know what the laws are in your neck of the woods, but I don't know if it's legal in your part of the world to partake. But is it legal where you're at, first of all?
No, it's not. Okay. And I've been jonesing for it badly, but here's the thing. I have my commercial driver's license.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a part-time job doing CDL driving, so
yeah.
All I need is one positive test and I'm screwed.
Yeah, no, you don't want to screw it up, man, for sure. But so basically we're just I don't know what your tolerance would be like on edibles. Mine is about 20. I can go all the way. I mean, at one point I did do 200 milligrams. I took a 200 milligram brownie. And I've never been higher in my life, man. It took me a couple days to kind of recover from that. But 20 to 40 is my kind of my sweet spot. But Bernie's is 2.5. And I wish I had that tolerance.
I've never actually done an edible. All I've ever done was just smoke a bong or do a baddie.
Yeah, no, you've never been higher than when you take an edible. Trust me, this is coming from a very reliable source. I'm a former bud tender. You know,
did you say butt tender?
Yeah, bud tender, yeah. You son of a bitch.
Oh, bud tender.
But anyways, so mine is 20 to 40. I know my tolerance, right? So anyways, we're sitting there kind of going back and forth about tolerances, and Bernie kept insisting, no, 5 milligrams. 5 milligrams is what she was saying. And I'm like, Bernie, you are a 2.5 milligram person. Is somebody shaving on air? That's awesome. But anyways, we were going back and forth kind of lightheartedly talking about it. And finally, Bernie talks to me and says, you know what? Why can't you learn from my mistakes? Like all matter-of-factly. And I'm like, what? Your tolerance is 2.5. It ain't 5. And she was adamant that it was 5. But next day she's like, it's 2.5. 2.5 is my intake. So, yeah, that was my high escapade for the week. I can't believe you've never had an edible, Black Cat. It's my advice is if you ever do it in the future, I know you're not in position right now to do it, but if you ever do it in the future, make sure you start with a very low dose. And go from like if the minimum is like 2.5, I would say you could probably be safe with 5 or 10, like one gummy, but give it a good hour or two because edibles are no joke, man. They will get you higher than anything ever.
Want you to take like the high one and do the show.
They come on slow, right?
So yeah,
that's why you gotta wait. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't say what you said. What did you say? Here's Bernie. I'll let Bernie say it. Hold on a second.
What? Wait. How did it go?
Well, tell him.
Hold on. You're putting me on the spot.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. Go ahead, say something.
What the fuck was I saying?
Such language on the air. I don't think
you're
the
sure
FCC.
You're not high already.
I know. Are you sure you're not high right now, Bernie?
I'm not high.
Okay, so.
Okay. This show's wrong. It's over with.
Don't what?
What the fuck?
Oh God, Bernie
J-Jade.
This is the. So I think you did have
wait,
some.
Wait, is she so high she forgot she's high?
I think she forgot she's high, man. Like seriously, right I think. I think she took 20 milligrams instead of 2.5 and thought it was like 2 milligrams or something. But
you don't remember, do you?
I said it already. You said. What you said?
You
can't
learn from. You can't learn from my.
I said that. Can't you
did?
Learn? Yes. Weren't you listening? Jiminy, you're exiled.
I'm
get out of here.
Tired.
You're tied with Freak Five for exiles. How does that make you feel?
Great.
Jesus. Okay. So, anyways, yeah, that was the heiscapade for the week. Let's move on. Does anybody else have a heiscapade that they want to talk about this week? Something funny while you were inebriated or high?
Sure. I mean, I heard, like, everybody was telling me the last time I got high, I was sitting down on the couch and staring at the fan, the ceiling fan going around, and I'm tracing it with my finger with a smile on my face.
Hey, man, that's right there. That's good times, man. You're the poster child for why you should smoke weed right there, man. That's what I'm talking about. Breakman, I think you have the opposite of a heiscapade this week, man, so I won't even get into your scenario, man, with that poisoning, man. That sucks. Are you feeling better, man? Like, getting better?
I guess I'm getting there. I don't know. Like, I still feel, because it lowered my immune system enough that I think I got something on top of it, too.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, like maybe a cold or something like that. Yeah.
I ache all over and the coughing. I don't get a feeling I'm going to be stuck with this cough for a while.
Sounds like you need some weed, man. That weed would clear that shit up right away, man. Especially some with CBD in it, man. Freak 5 says she was so high she forgot. And he tried to exile me. Son of a bitch, you're exiled. Freak 5, get out of here. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman. I know you got to have a Stinko of the Week.
Oh, I think I already told her about my Stinko once.
Yeah, exactly.
And I guess the other one is, we're going to war.
I knew it. I knew it. I was talking to Black Hat before we got on the air. And I was like, you know, Breakman and I bet you we're going to have the same stinko this week. And sure enough, Breakman, take it away.
I don't know what to say. Like, I did see the clip that's been circulating on air of him from 2011 saying that Obama was going to start a war with Iran so he would get reelected. You know, basically saying everything that he is doing right now. Yeah, he's trying to distract everything he can away from, like, people looking at his taxes or all the crimes he's committed.
Yeah.
Like, look, the evil over there, those evil Iranians, we got to destroy them. They're the bad guys. We're the good guys. America, woo!
I think the word that you're looking for, Breakman, is projection, right? I mean, if Trump does something bad as the president, which he's done a ton of bad for this country, you can find a tweet where he railed against the same thing that he was doing like years ago for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, like when he was complaining about how Obama would do that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's,
you know, which a much better an actual example would have been to say this is what Clinton did.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, if you look back at the old videos and stuff, like, he praised the Clintons all the time. Like, he loved the Clintons, you know. And then as soon as he starts running for president, he hates them and they're evil and lock her up, you know.
Well, I mean, Trump loved Bill when they were going on that Lolita Express with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
And that was,
I know. Like, they had something they were in common, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, they like to take advantage of teenage girls.
Yep. My stinko's the same as yours, Breakman, so I might as well chime in on it. Is it me or did the the power to go to war, didn't that like rest in Congress's hands? Because I thought any time that you did something outwardly that was warlike to a different country, you had to get it okayed.
Well, that actually brings up a point that I'd been making a long time about the executive orders. And when Obama kept making his executive orders, and he did that.
Yeah.
He sent us to war without Congress approval.
Right.
And since he normalized it, the next guy's going to be able to do it. And I warned about it then, and the people, and you know, other than you guys, it was like, well, yeah, we see this, but other people are like, no, that won't happen, you know.
We were critical of Obama when he did that too.
Yeah.
Break, man. If you remember when
oh, I know.
You know, we talked about that on this show, and it, you know, comes full circle now. It wasn't okay then. It's not okay now. And why Congress isn't bringing up even more articles of impeachment as we speak, writing them up for war crimes, and hopefully trying Donald Trump for war crimes and putting him in the Hague would, I think, be very, very appropriate right now. I can't say enough about how shitty this is. I don't care about the guy that they killed, right? He was a piece of shit. There's no question about it. What was his name? Soleimani. The War Powers Act, Black Cat. You're here, Black Cat. Feel free to chime in anytime you want. The War Powers Act, exactly. But
and the more power you give the one man, the more power the next guy is going to be able to take. You know. And
yeah.
Trump's been enjoying that. That's for sure. And this whole war is his strategy to get reelected at this point. This is a look up what's going on over there. We're fighting evil. They're killing our people and we're stopping them. This is America first, us, you know, go team and all that bullshit.
Yeah,
we're
like, honestly.
Well, in the meantime, we're sending over our young to die.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, man. It just seems like you're saying, like a desperate attempt to save his presidency. The only person that Trump should really be worried about is Bernie Sanders. I mean, I don't think anybody else in the field of Democrats is worthy of even trying to go up against Trump, because they would get trounced. Like, Trump is, you know, he's got this populist message that works with his base and apparently half of the country, you know. So,
you know what would be a good strategy for Bernie Sanders?
To let Donald Trump talk?
No. Well, yeah, obviously Donald Trump should be he should have already self-imploded, but
yeah.
Who do you think he should pick as his running mate?
Bernie? Nina Turner, man.
Think about it. He should go with Obama.
Obama? Ugh.
Yeah.
God,
we're not fans of Obama, but Obama is popular.
Yeah.
He is extremely popular. He is the anti Donald Trump in a lot of people's eyes.
You've obviously
and he has served as president before, but there are no laws restricting a vice president from taking from him becoming a vice president.
I think you would be surprised, Break. I don't think you've ever heard Nina Turner talk. Anybody that's heard Nina Turner talk is it's my number one choice. I think you bring up an interesting point, but there is no fucking way that A, Bernie Sanders would ever have that centrist Obama as his running mate.
That's kind of the strategy that Trump took too by getting Pence. He got somebody who's going to give him the love of like the evangelicals and stuff like that. And that's why I think he should be going with somebody who's extremely popular as his running mate, because then they look at it like, oh, maybe we could get another term of Obama. Not going to happen, but, you know.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, I haven't seen either of them in close to 20 years. Last I heard, one was in California and addicted to heroin. I don't know who you're talking about.
He was talking about something a couple of...
I forgot to add on my stinko, but I did what Break told me not to do when I watched Baby Shark for like 10 seconds.
Oh,
I regretted it immediately.
Oh, God, man.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Black Cat says...
It is not a song a kid would sing. It's a song a kid was told to sing that was written by an adult.
Yeah.
And the fact that an adult written it is the most horrible thing in the world.
Yeah.
It's like child abuse to me, forcing kids to sing that or listen to that.
But, yeah. Black Cat says, I love Nina Turner. It's like hearing Martin Luther King Jr. speaking again. It really It really is, man. She's very inspiring. Like, I'm not a religious person. I'm an atheist. You know, I'm actually an anti-theist. But she has a very preacher-like quality to her when she speaks. She's electric when she speaks, man. Like, she's, to me, it's a perfect... You know how Republicans are in general? It would be a huge slap in the face. Think about it. A black, strong woman as VP, they would their minds would just fucking explode, man. And she's inspiring. Like, if you want an inspiring VP, there's no better than Nina Turner. Now, the practical guy in me says, as much as I don't like Elizabeth Warren, I think adding Elizabeth Warren as VP would be a smart strategic move. Because if you add her, you know, what is it, 14-15% to, or anything close to that, let's say 10% to Bernie's total, he will demolish Biden. It wouldn't even be close. So, you know, it wouldn't even be a thing. Freak Fight says his Stinko connected his Echo Dot to his Roku TV. He tells Alexa to pause the show he's watching to see if it worked. It did. Then I tell it to resume, and nothing. I kept trying other things, and nothing gets it starts.
Alexa got borked.
That's really weird that it doesn't have a resume.
In Star Trek 4, what's the Scottman's name? I can't remember it. The engineer. Yeah, he tries to talk to a computer by picking up the mouse and talking to the mouse.
Black Cat says his Stinko is fucking Amazon, the Rube Goldberg of human horrors. Yeah. You know, I have this love-hate relationship with Amazon, Black Cat. Like, I love to order stuff on Amazon because shit just gets there really quick, but I really fucking hate the fact of how they treat their workers and the, you know, it took Bernie Sanders basically threatening shit for Bezos to give his employees $15 an hour. So the good news about that is Amazon's actually...
The monkey's paw of that was that, like, Bezos gave them $15, but he gave everybody $15 and he cut holiday pay.
Yeah, he cut holiday pay, but so what? The rate of pay is where it's really at, right? $15 is the bare minimum of what a person needs to live. So at least the Amazon workers have, you know, a little bit of money to, like, live. And the other good thing about that is Amazon is now putting pressure on other retailers to do $15 an hour because they think it's fair. And it would be fair if everybody did that. And I keep saying Walmart should do it too. When Bernie gets into office, he's going to put pressure on a lot of these asshat companies to A, pay more taxes, and B, pay their workers fair wages. So
not just pay more taxes, actually pay taxes.
Yeah, actually pay fucking taxes, you know? Yeah, he did cut bonuses and stuff like that. I agree, Black Cat. He says bare minimum of $21 an hour. The problem with that is, of course, the corporations would fight tooth and nail. I mean, it was hard enough to get Amazon to do $15 an hour. Can you imagine, like, a company like McDonald's paying a regular worker $21 an hour? And I hate this argument that... these jobs are meant for, like, kids to kind of get into the workplace. It's a bullshit argument because kids are in school most of the day. So I hate that argument. So, you know, whatever. But I agree with you, man. War with Iran really, really fucking sucks. So I think we're all on the same page, right, Eric? You're Stinko?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything to add to that, Eric? I mean, war with Iran is just terrible in general. Mm-hmm. It's like, Iran is like, what, basically 10 times the size of Iraq and has, like, at least twice as many people. So it's not a very smart strategic move on the United States part to, like, pick a fight with Iran. Even though the United States would, I don't know, I can't say win because did we win Iraq? We didn't win Iraq, but I mean, if you want to go toe to toe with a country like that, you better be prepared to lose a lot of people, I mean, it sucks.
A lot of our young. It's what we're killing our children is what we're doing.
Yeah, poor children. Poor children is what we're doing. So, you know, it's whatever. Let's see. former president can't be a governor, mayor, senator, etc. Yeah, but there's nothing that says he can't be VP. So Rakeman's point's well taken. Like,
I'm looking at Snopes right now, and they say basically this is there are people that can argue for it and people that can argue against it. So it's because of loopholes, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see. I have 15 master's degree credits and I work as a fucking bus driver. That's the reality today, Black Cat. Like back in the day, I used to work at McDonald's, my first job. And, I had somebody working next to me that had a master's degree in psychology, just getting paid the same money as I was. So, I mean, just because you have an education doesn't mean that you're going to get hired. You know what I mean? Like, that's just the reality. And Trump wants to make it seem as though the economy is great and, you know, booming. Well, that may be true, and the unemployment rate might be a little bit lower, but that doesn't mean that any and all of us aren't working our asses off, you know, for crumbs. So, you know, yeah, the economy is great for the 1%. So, you know, whatever. But anyways, let's move on to...
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, Breakman, your Sweeto of the week.
My Sweeto of the week goes to Frank.
Frank? What? Me? This is weird.
No, another Frank.
Oh, damn it. I thought I was going to get...
No, you gave me a nice Christmas present, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, I wanted to do it on Christmas, but I gave you and Eric, you know, a little bit of money for...
Well, one of the things I bought with that money was the Saturday morning cartoon bundle, because I'm quite enjoying it. And the other thing, I was holding on to the money of all these sales, and I kept looking and kept looking and going back, and there's great deals, and I just couldn't decide on what to do.
Yeah.
Until I noticed some of the games that were on Game Pass.
Oh.
And use some of that money to sign up for Game Pass.
Yeah, there you go. Did you get that 3-month deal or whatever?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. It's like 3 months of Game Pass and like 2 months of something else and another month of something. All this shit they've thrown in. I don't care about any of that. What I care about is there's some awesome games on Game Pass.
There really is, man.
Looking through them like, holy shit. Yes. I'm doing this.
And the good thing about Game Pass is you can play all those first party games right when they come out, like Gears and...
Yep.
You know, stuff like that. That's definitely something Xbox has over PlayStation for sure, man. It's not even close.
Yeah, and for a dollar. And they said, I forget when they said they're going to come out, but we talked about earlier them bringing the Final Fantasy games to Game Pass.
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons after I was looking at these games and thinking about Final Fantasy coming, I'm like, okay, I'm doing this.
Yeah, there you go. Black Cat says, Sweet of the Week, I'm alive, that's about it. Well, you're listening to RP Grinders too, Black Cat, so I guess that's...
Is Final Fantasy 15 on Game Pass yet?
And,
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is.
Final Fantasy 15 is not on Game Pass, and there weren't any Final Fantasies on there. But my other Sweeto goes to, I guess, the Christmas present I bought for the father-in-law, a Fuck You Donald Trump hat. And a roll of toilet paper with his face on it.
Oh, there you go. Was it like a MAGA hat, but it said FU?
No, it just says Fuck Trump.
Oh.
Just plain, big, bold letters. And he's been enjoying pissing people off with
I love that, man. That's good, man. I was watching videos of these dudes, like, basically doing audits on police officers. And it was actually pretty fun to watch them to put... officers' feet to the fire on shit. You know, I love that stuff. So anytime somebody's rebellious like that and wears like shirts that piss people off or hats or stuff like that, I love that. I kind of feel like the MAGA hats in general are offensive. You know, like make America.
Exactly.
When was America not great? You know what I mean? Like I don't know.
When they say make America great again, they mean make white. America
white.
Basically 1920 again, you know, segregated and we say Negro and stuff all the time, you know, or colored. We call them colored people. You know, that's what he wants. He wants to go back.
He wants to go back to the good old days, as they say, which weren't very good, especially
there are white people and colored people. That's what he wants.
Jesus Christ, man. Freakpie says, oh my God, I watched the Child's Play remake. It had its moments, but mostly was a piece of shit. I actually liked the remake. I thought it was kind of a good, different take. Says, guy removes violence inhibitors. Why the fuck did they program a child's toy to commit violence? No need to inhibit violence if it isn't programmed to commit violence. Yeah, I understand.
That's kind of Small Soldiers right there. Yeah, the basic plot of Small Soldiers.
Yeah, pretty much.
The military designed them, and then the toys were like, no, we'll take the war part of it out.
Yeah, Black Cat.
That didn't work out very well.
Yeah, Black Cat says they'd like to repeal the Civil Rights Act, speaking of the GOP and maggots. They totally would, man. Totally would. If they could get rid of the Civil Rights Act and go back to slavery, I guarantee the maggots would love that. Freak5 says, his sweeto next Thursday, he levels up. What does that mean? You get more money at work or what?
Really funny about that, though, if it came
back.
Is he
getting a raise or is he getting a new job?
I don't know.
Like, pays better.
What would really be funny about them going back to slavery is that 99% of his voters would be slaves, too.
Yeah. You know what? That's the thing. Like, they don't think about those type of things, man.
He's fucking them worse than he's fucking everybody else is the funny part.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking everybody.
Yeah, they'd be wetting themselves in happiness if they could go back to slavery. Only what Brakeman says is true.
They're slaves.
Yeah, only to find out that they're the slaves. That actually would be the ultimate irony. They work so hard to get slavery back, and then they end up being the slaves. That would be kind of justice, I guess. I don't know. Slavery's awful, man. I don't even know why. Like, to me, why is what do they call that flag? The Confederate flag, a thing, man. All that stood for was slavery. Like that.
Yeah, and I've always wondered why the fuck do we build statues for Confederate soldiers?
That's
the Confederacy.
Yep,
were
traitors. Traitors. Yep, traitors.
They committed the ultimate treason, and they caused the most bloody loss of American life. Jesus.
Total traitors. That's why when anybody defends like on Twitter, I get it all the time, Breakman. Like people defending the Confederate statues, I'm like, really? You think traitors should be exalted? Like all these people that fought against the United States, you think are great? Fuck off with that nonsense, man.
I mean, how many lives? We lost more lives in the Civil War than in any other war.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Obviously, because it was our own lives. We're fighting each other.
Yeah.
Because some morons wanted to own other people.
Wait a minute. Freak5 says it's your birthday. I didn't know it was your birthday today, Freak5. Happy 57th birthday, Freak5. Let's see. Breakman,
Frank is exiled.
Break, did you do your sweeto of the week?
Did I? I don't even remember.
What is your sweeto?
I have to wonder where Dungeon Buster is. So.
I know, I'm kind of worried about
fog.
Dungeon.
I think I did, but I can't remember. Is this what it's like to be high?
Yeah, exactly. No, it's you know what? There is short-term memory loss with carbon monoxide poisoning, though, Break. So there's going to be a lot of that. Like you'll talk to Mrs. Breakman and say, "Hey, let's go to Walmart," and then 5 minutes later, you'll be getting in the car and saying, "Where were we going again?" Like seriously, that type of shit happens, dude. Like
I'm afraid to see what I said on Twitter the other day. Like I was just going on Twitter rant and just
yeah.
I imagine it's the worst grammar.
Oh, Freak Five! Next Thursday is Freak Five's birthday. Oh. So happy birthday in advance, Freak Five! So it's happy level up day for Freak Five. Wow, we got some new chatters in here. 77 Nikonu. I hope I didn't pronounce that right. A10 is back in. Commander Root, I think I mentioned earlier. Megaxa. Mega XA, Nasty 6996 is in there, and Windsock is in there. Thank you all for joining for sure. All right, Eric, your sweeto of the week.
I don't really have one.
Okay, I do. Break is back for one. That's always fun. We had Black Cat in our call. That was really fun, and also. Bernie outgained everybody in fundraising money, so that's always exciting. It kind of is sick that you know, it's always about the money in elections, but it, with Bernie, it's a little bit different because he takes individual donations from regular people. He doesn't take corporate PAC money. He doesn't take billionaire money. Matter of fact, the one billionaire that tried to donate to Bernie, he refunded their money. And I thought that was awesome. Yep, Freak says it'll be his 62nd birthday. I was wrong. He's going to be 62 next Thursday. So everybody wish Freak 5 a happy 62nd birthday next Thursday. So there you go. Yep.
My eyes must be worse than I thought because it looks like he said 42 to
oh,
me.
Oh, it's definitely 62. Mm-hmm. It's definitely 62. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Yeah, it's just your eyes, Break Man. For sure. All right, Breakman, I think you did yours, Sweeto. Eric, you did yours. I don't believe Black Cat's on the line anymore. So let's move on to this week's free-for-all. It's a free-for-all. Okay, this week's free-for-all, we're going to start with Breakman doing his review of Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. We're going to join in. We talked a little bit about it last week, but I want to get into a further, further discussion on it, more detailed, more nuanced. Eric and I have had a little bit longer to kind of think about it, so maybe our opinions will change with Breakman's assessment of Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker. So, Breakman, your thoughts.
Let me see. My thoughts are a lot of thoughts because this is a lot of movie. They sort of like what happened with Endgame and Infinity War. Like, they could have split this up into more movies.
I felt the same.
They should have split this up.
Instead of making it a trilogy because the other ones were like trilogies, they could have broke conventions and made a two-parter for
the finale. Should have. I made that point last week, Breakman. You're spot on, 100%. I'm in total agreement. Now, why do you say that, Breakman?
And after watching like Endgame and Infinity War again, well, I'm sick, and those movies actually hold up really well. There's a lot of moving parts, and they could have split them up into four movies, but they're still great as two movies.
Yes.
I think they jammed so much into this movie. They tried to jam so much into the movie that it definitely hurt the overall movie.
Yeah, because reads like an incoherent script.
Yeah.
Well, there are a lot of – one of the big problems that I have is the main reason I quit reading the graphic novels. I mean just the regular novels is you would have one writer. What's that?
The EU stories, you mean?
The old novels that they used to be, the expanded universe ones, right? They would have one writer, and they'd have like the, like Tim Fizon did the trilogy about Thrawn, you know, Grand Admiral Thrawn, and he made these great books, and then you had the next author who went on another story, and then they started contradicting each other, like Lewis and Ant-Man. What? Do your review
like, like Luis and Ant-Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's too much movie stuffed into one. Too many lore calories. Yeah. They were trying to do a lot of like pleasing of people and answer a lot of questions, and it was too much, and just bringing the Empire back, the Emperor back. He's a great villain. But it just seems so out of place with the two other movies we'd seen in this trilogy, you know?
Yeah, because they clearly said previously that Kylo is going to be the villain.
Yeah,
yeah. Like at the end of the last one, Kylo stepped up to become the grand supreme. I can't even fucking goddamn
supreme leader, whatever.
Yeah, the supreme leader.
I agree with you, Breakman. Like I felt like Snopes should have been like the big baddie because they set him up in that first movie. And then they went to Kylo, and everybody thought, oh, yeah, that's okay, that we expected that. And then they go to Palpatine? Really? Like, I mean, I agree with Dungeon Buster. He says so much movie stuffed into one movie, too many lore calories. It should have been busted up into at least two movies, possibly three. But, you know, of course, they were J.J. was in a big hurry to get everything into that movie, and it did. It seemed overstuffed. You're spot on, Breakman. I don't know what else to say.
And I really hate the fact that they sidelined characters like Rose and Finn and Poe.
Yeah.
All three of those characters were sidelined.
Oh, well, Finn and Poe were not sidelined.
Yeah,
well,
it was just Rose.
As much as Rose was, but they were still somewhat reduced to
very
complimentary.
I'm okay if Rose not being a part of it. I'm not like Rose at all.
Yeah, I'm upset because in Last Jedi she wasn't written well either, so they just completely capitulated to the angry fans who didn't like her because they're racist.
And those people who attacked the actress are fucking wrong.
Yeah, they are.
You can definitely hate the character. I hated Rose. I thought she was a terrible character. Yeah. But that has nothing to do with race. It had to do with, like, this forced love thing that she was, like, obsessed with Finn.
I don't know about the forced love thing because, like, people can fall in love with her absolutely stupid and no reasons in real life, so happening in a movie.
But, I mean, obviously Finn wasn't into her, and also she was a forcing herself that we didn't on him. Need,
so,
I mean, at the end of the day, she was sexually assaulted Finn.
Yeah,
you could tell
much.
He wasn't into it, and she's like all over him.
Yeah,
so,
which could have led into development for Finn and Poe hooking up in this movie, but that didn't happen because Disney's going to be like Disney's going to be Disney, and they're going to want to not do anything that promotes LGBTQ because God forbid we upset the bigots.
Even adding Zori Bliss to give Poe a bit more of a backstory, it really seemed like
Poe there was
and
a
Finn
couple like kissed at the end, but they weren't important characters. They weren't named, and then they were easily subbed out of the Singapore and Chinese releases.
Yeah, Dungeon Buster brings up a good point. He says, and by the way, welcome back, Dungeon. Haven't seen you in a little while. The two other trilogies had a slow boil to a big reveal, and this one, it's like bam. You know, it's the Emperor. Yeah. Break, did the Emperor's fleet remind you of the Katana fleet in the Thrawn trilogy, Freak 5 says?
Mm. You mean because they had, like, I guess. Probably because they were trying to service as many fan elements as they could. So, I guess
did
I could
you
see that.
Break, did you have a problem with every single one of the fleet basically being a Death Star destroyer? I mean,
like the whole Emperor has been off making all these weapons, and like I'm just, where did they get the amount of people to do this? You just lost trillions of people from after the war, and then the First Order has been stealing all the children. Where the hell did you get people to build your fleet for?
Did he like request people's help from the Outer Rim, and then they came to help him after things went down? It was a contingency plan or something.
So let me ask you.
Apparently, his Sith followers, these worshippers of the Sith, were the ones doing all that stuff.
They must have lots of money. They're the 1%, I guess.
Like, where the hell did these people come from? Like, it made no sense.
Well, let me ask you this: how did the Emperor survive the fall? Remember,
probably the same way Leia did. She's just a lot stronger. So,
wait, what were you saying, Break?
It's actually on the DVD release. They're going to show how he survived.
Oh, okay.
It was a cutout scene.
Okay, so I hopefully
used like a force shield of some kind to keep himself alive, Broly style.
I think he's more. I go with the more undead at this point that he's actually really dead is.
So he's a Sith leech now, and that's why he can take power from Rey and people.
That would make sense.
Sith can't they can't become a Force ghost like the Jedi. This is that's their kind of version of a Force ghost is to extend their life.
Okay, that's another question I had. Like Kylo Ren, why didn't he come back as a Force ghost? Because he turned good. Like he should have been a Force ghost, right?
Well, maybe we'll see that in, like, the next trilogy or something.
Jesus Christ, man. They've muddled it too bad, man. Dungeon says, at least the original trilogy and the prequels didn't feel as if they required you to find more media just to make sense of things. And he makes the point, all the answers for...
got Marvel syndrome
a little bit. All the answers for where the fleet came from, the weapons, etc., all that's probably going to be answered in books and comics. Dungeon says his spirit went to inhabit a new body. Oh, that's interesting. I never heard that, but...
So, maybe his original body died, but he had a backup somewhere?
Oh, God, man.
Like a clone body, yeah.
I don't know. Eric and I gave our scores. Eric liked it a tad more than I did. It sounds like Brake and I are on the same page.
I liked for absolutely how fucking stupid the ending was, where they basically not only... ate what most animes do when they fight the final villain, but he got his face melted off in the manner similar to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah. So, Brake, what would you give Star Wars Rise of the Skywalker?
I don't know what score I'd give it, honestly. Because I enjoyed the movie. Like, yeah. All I've been saying is all negative stuff, but to me it was still Star Wars, and I was just like, there's so many cool things that were still happened, and I know a lot of people are saying, like, there's a lot of retconning from Last Jedi and stuff like that. But if you look at it in a different way...
They didn't really retcon so much as they, like, took an idea and went with it based on what happened previously.
I think it was just...
Because you get the idea that J.J. Abrams already had this movie planned out, and then he had to go back and fix the... decisions that were changed, like Luke's attitude and stuff like that.
Yep. I agree with you, Brakeman. I think JJ did the best he could with what he had, but I honestly think that they did a disservice by having three different directors in this trilogy. Like they should have picked one person, whether it was Trevorrow or Abrams or
basically, you know. What happened with the originals is they did have different directors, but you had George Lucas standing over their shoulder.
Yeah, there was no.
That didn't happen. We're not doing that. No.
Yeah, and I think
they needed somebody for this.
They needed the lore people to be in there a little bit more and help out a little bit. You know,
Lucas doesn't have like an Akira Toriyama equivalent of the box room because the Dragon Ball room is like a thing that he set up so that people could carry on the series after he's completely done with it.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, I think he started working on this when he was building the Death Star. Dungeon says, it's not a new concept. Dark Horse's Dark Empire comic series, when Palpatine died, his power went to inhabit a clone body in a secret hideout he set up as a precaution and where he had a new doomsday plan. I do remember that, Dungeon. Yeah,
it's basically their version of extending life. Like they can't come back after they're dead.
Yeah.
They can unnaturally extend their life by going into a new body. So
yeah, but so why look exactly the same?
Which is why I call them undead Palpatine.
Yeah. Freak 5 says the Wayfinder was on the second Death Star, so he had the location. Dungeon says it was funny seeing that in the Rise of Skywalker, like, wow, so someone must have read the comics or something like that. I didn't hate the movie, but I wasn't super happy with the results either. I was happier with it than with The Last Jedi, though.
I do have a head scratcher of a question, though. It's like, did Ben see his dad as like a Force ghost, but he just wasn't shown that way, or was it in his head?
No, they explained it. It was his memory. They explained it. It was memory. It was his memory.
Basically,
so.
What happened was they really wanted Leia Organa, but Carrie Fisher died.
Yeah.
So they had to think of something else.
Some people were saying that maybe Carrie used force manipulation to change her appearance.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Dungeon says it was just his memory. It was definitely just a memory. It wasn't.
Yeah, but there's some of the things that I really hate about the movie. So many fake outs they pulled and stuff like that. Like fake killing Chewbacca. I was so mad.
You know,
part of me thinks that it was like Kylo using his force illusion powers.
Wouldn't it have been a lot better if
him getting into the thing that blew up was an illusion? He went into the other one, but he also hid the actual transport ship from the rest of the crew.
Dungeon brings up a good point. Force healing was bizarre,
But that's something that has been referenced in extended canon before.
Yeah, I know.
The Jedi's have been the healers, and the Sith have been the destroyers.
Yeah,
this Jedi aren't. Don't get like the Force lightning. Instead, they get like healing and stuff like that.
Force healing ability in the Super Star Wars games.
Yeah, look,
well, I know. I'm saying that was the lore.
I think your assessment is
definitely changed since Disney came in.
Brake, your assessment is spot on, dude. Like every point that you made, I made last week. Like I felt it was overstuffed. I liked the movie, but I wasn't enamored with it. I didn't think it was a proper send-off to that whole...
Overstuffed turkey roller coaster.
Yeah, I gave it a 7 out of 10 because I felt it was above average. Like, if you just looked at that movie by itself, it was a fun, good, solid Star Wars movie, but it just, to me, it didn't do the Star Wars universe any justice, and it didn't set up anything for the future. Like you made a good point about the fake-out character deaths. Like, if they would have done that with Chewbacca and R2-D2, like, not R2-D2, C-3PO, just, like, totally killed them off, I would have been acceptable. That would have been fine. You know, then they could have set up a whole new trilogy of new characters. And I don't think the trilogy thing is working for Star Wars anymore. I think they got to do each movie as it comes and then go from there. I don't think they can do trilogy movies anymore. Because if you remember, when the original trilogy came out, episodes 4, 5, and 6, they took, like, what, 2-3 years off in between, like, each movie? If they're going to do trilogies, they really need to think about that and do that type of thing where let's say they do a main movie, like let's say episode 10, and then give it a couple years, but in the meantime, maybe do a one-off Star Wars movie, you know, something else. I don't know what that something else would be. And then go with episode 11, two to three years down the line. You know, I don't know. It's sort of like video games. When you don't give video games the room to breathe WWE 2K20 and you want to do those series every year like Call of Duty and stuff like that, like the quality just isn't there every year. So that's kind of how I feel about trilogy. Well,
they needed
movies.
Somebody like overseeing all of it, basically, like, nope, can't do that, we gotta do something slightly different here, you know, like they have, like, for Marvel movies, they've got somebody overhead, and in original trilogies George Lucas was, you know, standing up in the background saying no, yes.
I think also something underrated is you have to have somebody with vision. Yeah. You know, you can't just have like any normal person overseeing like your project, a huge project like that. Like Kevin Feige was the perfect guy at the right time for Marvel. I think Star Wars definitely could benefit from somebody like that. I don't think J.J. Abrams is the end-all, tell-all. I think if you put somebody like Jon Favreau or Dave Filoni in charge of, like overseeing, like, the next trilogy, I think it could turn out pretty fucking good. But yeah.
And this trilogy overall just feels really disconnected from the original movies.
I couldn't agree more.
To go back to Palpatine as the villain, too, You've disconnected yourself from the original, and now you're trying to swoop back and try and connect them all into this. And I mean, there was a lot of great fan service. Like Ahsoka got a voice line in it, for instance. Like Ahsoka Tano's in this movie, really? Wow.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. But
Force healing was a thing in Knights of the Old Republic, but what part of the movie going public really knows that, Freak Five? Like. You know, we're video gamers. Of course, we know it because Knights of the Old Republic is one of the greatest RPGs of all time. But not a lot of people are going to know that, man.
I think of that scene at the end of the movie when that old lady's like, "What's your name?" Ray.
Yeah, that was just
and then
so
Ray looks over
dumb
and
to like
she just kind of looks
over the title in there somehow.
She looks over at Skywalkers, but she's just staring there. And imagine that old lady's like, "What, are you stupid or something? I asked you for your name. What the fuck are you looking at?"
Yeah, Freak Five says,
"What is she doing? What is your name, lady?"
Freak Five says, "WTF, Frank? No setup for the future. Rey is going to start training new Force users, and she will teach both sides of the Force." No, she's not. She's not interested in that shit at all. I'm really hoping that this is the end and we can go to something completely different. Like, I mean, none of the old characters, not C-3PO, R2-D2, none of that.
Done it this time.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, this trilogy I think would have been a lot better if it wasn't trying to service the originals.
I agree. It to me, it cheapened the first two movies of that trilogy too, Breakman. Like, I kind of like the first two movies in their own way. Like, they were okay to me. But this movie, this, like, basically just threw those to the wayside. Like, it did not do that trilogy any justice whatsoever. As a standalone, it was fine. That's why I gave it the score that I did. And I thought that was actually fairly generous. I just thought it was slightly above average. I didn't think it was anything special. You know, and the critics agree. I mean, it's got, like, what, 54% on Rotten Tomatoes? Like, it's, you know, I don't know. It's just Dungeon says I agree they should have been more bold instead of copying the originals. Freak 5 says it won the. I don't know what you're trying to say there. Light side or dark side? It would just be this is the Force and these are different aspects of it.
And can I just say like too? Like I am still just bothered by stormtroopers in the new in these current trilogies.
Yes, yeah.
Basically,
yes.
They're slaves. They're being forced to fight.
Yep.
You know.
Freak 5. Freak 5 is exiled. He says KOTOR is great and Dragon Quest. That's not true.
That was also true, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's just now it's even worse because they've been stolen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're kids that are indoctrinated and forced to fight, and you know, if they're force sensitive, apparently that's the only way they can realize it and
see,
get
Dungeon,
away from it. But the clones were made to fight. I mean, that's what they're designed to do. And robot and the droids obviously were designed to do that too. But the stormtroopers from the original trilogy, they chose to be stormtroopers.
Yeah,
it was
you
on
know,
them. Shooting
I never,
them, they deserved it because they chose to be the Nazis.
Yeah, I never thought I would say this, Breakman.
That's the plot point that was missed. It was like, maybe we shouldn't be trying to kill these stormtroopers instead trying to get into our side.
And look at like Finn, like how gleefully like he'd get when he was shooting these guys down. I'm like, dude, you were just one of them.
Yeah, I know.
You know they're forced to do that. Okay, whatever. Yeah, go ahead, whatever. Kill them, have fun.
I never thought I would say this, guys, but I think episode 1, 2, and 3 are better than 7, 8, and 9 overall. Like I never thought I would say that, but they're better in retrospect. They're as a trilogy. Episode 1, 2, and 3 are better than episodes 7, 8, and 9.
Attack of the Clones is widely the most hated movie, though.
I know, and I just finished watching it.
I still think that Last Jedi and Force Awakens were much better than the first two of the first.
I think if you take
a lot of people just don't like Detective Obi-Wan.
I think if you really just look at the trilogy as a whole, though, Eric, you'll find that the episode one, they're not great movies. Like one and two, especially. I think three.
Well,
is
I think
real...
the biggest problem with the original trilogy is that they catered a little too hard to the kids, and the droids are annoying. The droid army, and then
Roger,
you've
Roger.
Got Jar Jar, and then another thing that's bad about the original or the 1 through 3 is the extremely wooden acting.
Yeah, for sure. There's no question. There's flaws for sure. But
but I get what your point is. It is a trilogy. Like those three movies seemed a lot more connected than Force Awakens, Rise Skywalker.
Yeah, there's a disconnect in the last three that. You know, 7, 8, 9 that just can't be reconciled with a big movie like Rise of Skywalker. Dungeon says, desperate remnant of the Empire using the same guerrilla tactics that the Rebels did to overthrow the New Republic. That's a story that I'd like to see. Heck, if the original series followed the Thrawn trilogy, that would have been awesome. Yeah, I agree.
It never made any sense to me that suddenly after this war, only 30 years has passed, and suddenly they've got an army bigger than the Empire's.
Yeah.
The fuck just happened? How did that happen?
Freak 5 says, Rise of the Skywalkers, the future Force users will be called Skywalkers. Oh, God, please no. I don't want anything
Freak
to do.
Freak is weird.
Yeah, I don't want anything to do
I mean,
with
yeah,
the
I mean, that
stuff.
Could be a reason why they called the movie Rise of the Skywalker, but I don't want that to be the reason, I think.
Yeah, no, I'm good. Let's just start something completely new. You definitely have to have good versus
have
evil.
Have it take
you can't...
place in a different galaxy or the Outer Rim.
Yeah, because they could do that. They could have all new aliens. They could have all new stories. They could even include the Mandalorian in it. You know what I mean? Like they could do lots of stuff, man. I don't know. Dungeon says I can answer that, Break, but only because I read elements from the books that had to explain that shit. You see, we shouldn't have to do that. Fuck that, man. All right. Here we go.
There's a lot about Star Wars that probably should remain a mystery instead of being explained, because that was.
Yeah.
Another problem with the episodes 1 through 3, they tried to over-explain things.
Yeah, 100% agree with you.
Yep. No question. Look, I was going to have a discussion on the console wars, the next generation, you know, the PS5 and the Xbox Series X that's coming out this next year. But I'm going to hold that for next week because you guys are going to be surprised how I feel about the next gen consoles. I'm getting both, of course, but... I think you guys might be surprised to hear what I have to say next week. So you're going to want to tune in next week to hear that. Any final Star Wars thoughts, Breakman? You don't want to give it a score at all?
He's breaking it down for it. The remnants of the Empire and the New Republic signed a treaty and existed as separate states. The Resistance was formed to keep an eye on the Imperial remnants. The New Republic was at peace with.
Yeah.
Peace in quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and just trust the Nazis. They'll be okay.
It'd be in parallel real life, and that'd be a good message to get across.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, don't ever play nice with terrorists.
Bernie says, yeah, Bernie's hungry. We got to end the show, guys. So let's do our plug. Breakman, your plugs, please.
I'm going to plug Game Pass. I haven't played one game on it yet, but just the selection alone made me happy.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That's really cool. Where can people get a hold of you on Twitter, Breakman?
You can follow me at @break_man, where I might be saying some completely bizarre and weird shit. Please forgive me. And you can follow me at @RPGrinders on Twitter. You can ask Dear Breakman any question you want.
You say weird things on Twitter, Breakman? Really?
It was worse when my head was in the clouds. Kind of still is.
Dungeon says the Battle of Jakku was the last confrontation between the Imperial Navy and the New Republic and ended in a decisive defeat for the Empire, forcing them to negotiate to the negotiating table.
That I knew.
What negotiating did they have if they got their ass kicked? You do what we say. That should have been what the Republic said, you know? I don't know.
Like, I'm sorry, but yeah, like, defeat the German Nazis. Like, we
you don't
didn't
go
like,
to the negotiating
let's split up the galaxy.
Yeah, no. That's, yeah.
Like,
exactly.
You're Nazis, you can have Russia, we'll take America. You can have France, we got England. No,
like no that's not how shit works, man. You guys are defeated. You're done. The end, you know. Okay, Eric, your plugs, please.
You can find me on sites I've written reviews for, such as BostonBastardBrigade.com, TotallyGN.com, and VogNetwork.com. And if you like what I've written and you want to support me, send me a little bit of as little as a dollar to my Patreon, which is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
I could also use money for like buying hardware like the PS5 so I can continue to do the show in an acceptable manner.
Yeah, it's, somebody buy Eric a PS5 and Breakman a PS5 for sure.
Can get the Xbox One X because somebody needs to get one of those.
Oh, I'm getting both, so you know it is.
I'll get both eventually. I just don't know when. Because like, the only reason I even have an Xbox One is because my brother gave me it.
Yeah, next week we're going to be talking about the next console, so we'll hold it for then. I want to thank everybody in chat. 77 Nico New. A10, Commander Root, Bernie was in chat, Freak5 was in chat, GZA was in chat, Megaxa, or Mega XA was in chat, Nasty, I don't even know how to say this, Nasty A6996, Questbuster, our good friend Dungeon Busters in chat, Windsock, Black Cat was in chat as well, and joined us on the show, so thank you so much for that. Everybody listening on the archives, thank you guys. Oh God, how dare you, exiled, you son of a bitch. Are you having like carbon monoxide poisoning right now, Break? Is that why you're
playing
harmonica?
That's why he's
playing
harmonica.
Exactly.
It's a cry for help.
It's exactly. Let's see. How dare you, Freak5? Oh, God. You guys are insufferable in chat, man. I don't even know why I give you guys plugs, man. Everybody's digging the harmonica. Fuck that shit, man. All right. Thanks, everybody in chat. Thanks, everybody in the archives. You can follow me on Twitter, @FrankBranches. And as Breakman explained, you can also send the show questions at @RPGrinders on Twitter. We answer each and every question or comment. So if you want to send us something, be sure to do that. You can find me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders on Xbox, RP Grinders on PlayStation, and RP Grinders on the Nintendo Switch. So that's my handle on all of those. If you want to add me, I will be more than happy to add you, and you can see how shitty I am at gaming. So there you go. Anything else? And I also want to give a plug to Bernie Sanders' campaign, which is killing it in fundraising, more than easily more than 10 million each quarter than any other candidate. So it's a matter of time. It's going to be Bernie Sanders versus Donald Trump. So, you know, there's that. So that's something to look forward to, Breakman. All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
Harmonica.
No. No. No harmonica.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
Actually, that's hurting my headache.
Also, yeah, I thought it was kind of funny that Palpatine had a Xantos gambit where he's like, either you kill me and I take over your body, or I'll kill you and just keep living as a leech.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anything else, Eric or Break?
Guest leaks suck.
Yes, they do, man, for sure. All right, everybody in chat, thank you so
Someone
much.
Someone inviting me a pizza. Yeah, I think people can afford that.
There you go. Everybody in chat, thank you. Everybody listening on the archive, thank you guys so much. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Thank you, everybody. Dare you? I hate you, Breakman. I hate you.